From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A U.S. federal appeals court is due to hear oral arguments in the legal battle over President Donald Trump's executive order suspending the country's refugee admissions program and banning entry to people from seven nations. Speaking to the National Sheriffs Association at the White House Tuesday, the president did not predict the outcome of the hearing but acknowledged that it could end up in the Supreme Court.
We'll see what happens. We have a big court case. We're well represented. And we're going to see what happens.
Is it going to go to the Supreme Court, you think?
Good. And we'll see. Hopefully it doesn't have to.
Donald Trump. Afghan officials say a suicide bomb attack near the nation's Supreme Court building in Kabul has killed at least 19 people and wounded about 40. Most of the victims are said to be court employees, and there was no immediate claim of responsibility. Russia will host a regional conference on the Afghanistan conflict later this month. Participants are expected to discuss efforts to settle the conflict and to prevent Islamic State terrorists from getting a foothold in the nation. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Tuesday Afghanistan has been formally invited to the mid-February talks and that senior officials from China, Iran, India, and Pakistan will also be in attendance. Five mortar rounds exploded near Mogadishu Airport in the capital of Somalia Tuesday. There were no immediate reports of casualties from the attack. Suspicion quickly fell on the militant group Al-Shabaab, which has vowed to disrupt Wednesday's parliamentary vote to choose the nation's president. The incumbent president, Hassan Sheikh Mohammed, is seeking re-election against more than 20 other candidates. For more on that and other stories, take a look at our website. It's voanews.com. This is VOA News.